This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, November 21st, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Tariffs on Brazilian beef imports above quota levels have been on a wild ride over the course of 2025. Steve Southman, trade policy consultant for the Meat Import Council of America and partner at DTB AgriTrade, said the initial over-quota supply faced a 26.4% tariff, and then that changed in April.
Liberation Day and the reciprocal tariffs, Brazil had initially had a 10% tariff on it, so that brought the 26% up to 36%. In June, we had the executive order around Brazilian tariffs related to political issues. That brought it up a further 40%, so it went to a total of 76.4% for Brazilian beef. And then so when we saw last week's executive order with tariff relief for a number of food and ag products, obviously beef products were included on that list, that removed the original 10% reciprocal tariff from Brazil. It moved it down from 76% down to 66%. And then the executive order we got last night exempting Brazilian beef from the 40% brings them back down to 26.4%.
Southman does not expect the tariff reductions to immediately impact Brazilian beef imports.
The 76% tariff did kind of put a chill on that trade for a while. I think, obviously, now that that's off, we'll see the trade pick back up.
Southman says U.S. beef producers should not be negatively impacted by the tariff decision, as the original tariff of over quota supplies remains in place.
I don't think it will have a significant impact on U.S. producers in any way. U.S. producers are enjoying very high cattle prices as it is. It's a pure supply and demand issue. I think those fundamentals continue regardless of how much lean beef coming in the U.S. in this current market environment.
However, under the current supply-demand scenario, Southman says U.S. consumers may see some relief from those lean beef trimmings imported from Brazil.
As we saw from USDA data, and certain beef products were seeing substantial inflation in the last couple of months, and a lot of those products are pretty staple to the U.S. diet. Lean beef does contribute to bringing those prices down if you have a robust supply. So I do think that in the, let's call it the medium term, U.S. consumers will benefit from this action.
On to the weather. Temperatures across the nation have been more seasonal this week, several weather systems bringing precip. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated says most of the U.S. will have a cold one next week.
It's for sure going to get cold. That's for sure. You know, we got this big stratospheric warming thing taking place, and they're going to have all kinds of Arctic air coming down from the north. So it does arrive next week. We're going to see some really nasty cold weather. The wind's going to blow at a million miles an hour, right? And then we're going to have flakes of snow in various places across the country.
Lerner says winter will be tougher in some areas of the country.
You know, the weather is going to be pretty tough on the East Coast, the middle and North Atlantic coast. A lot of snowstorms expected there as we get deeper into the season. But for the middle of the country, from the plains, the northern plains down into the western part of the corn and soybean producing areas, I don't think it's going to be too bad. It'll be cold at times, and we'll have some snow coming and going, but I don't think it's going to be one of those really terribly snowy winters.
Shifting the focus to the southern hemisphere, Lerner says there are wet and dry pockets in Brazil and Argentina, but he doesn't see weather as a threat to this year's production.
There's not a lot out there that's going to push this crop in the wrong direction. Now, I'm not looking for an exact repeat of the 2013-14 season, but I do think that there'll be a little trouble down the road, but it's not going to be something that's going to make our markets a nice place to be. We just don't have enough adversity around the world right now to support that.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer's story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.